USA Today Online has announced that Belfry High School coach Philip Haywood was the winner of its national competition with over 2.3 million votes. He beat out over 400 other prep football coaches for the honor. Haywood has been a high school head football coach for 38 years, with 29 of those being at Belfry. He says he actually began his coaching career at the tender age of 13 by helping out with youth programs, but adds that it was after he graduated from high school that his passion for the field really developed.
Sometimes, you know, you kind of fall into things, and, you know, I've always felt like God has a plan and a purpose for your life, and it's up to us to figure out what that plan and purpose is. And after I got out of high school, where I'd always played football, I was asked to coach a junior high school football team. And, boy, I did that a couple of years and just fell in love with it and immediately knew that's what I wanted to do. You know, the rest of my life was coach football. I went in and changed my major to education, and I've been doing it ever since.
According to Haywood, winning the USA Today's National High School Football Coaches Award has been an overwhelming experience for him, especially since he comes from such a small town in Pike County, and since many of the other coaches up for the honor were from big cities.
I didn't really expect much of anything, to be honest with you. I just thought it was kind of an honor when the USA Today called and said, you know, you were one of the ones chosen to be a part of it. I thought that was pretty nice and didn't really think much of it past that, you know, so it was a little bit of a surprise to me to even come out of Kentucky, let alone go on into this final round.
Duran Warren is a public abuse counselor for the Logan Mingo Mental Health Facility. His son, Sonny Warren, is a senior player on the Belfry football team. He says the number of votes that Haywood received didn't come as a surprise to him.
I'm not surprised at all. Coach Haywood has a very, very huge following. He's built his legacy on teamwork. He's built his legacy on togetherness. And I think that has just overflowed into the community. Coach Haywood is the guy in Belfry, so I'm not surprised at all.
Haywood has enjoyed a great deal of success at Belfry. He has a lifetime record of 371 and 125, including a pair of state championships and 8 trips to the title game. However, he credits members of his community for helping him win the USA Today's honor.
It just kind of goes to show how close-knit our community is and yet how far outreaching our community is. You know, we've got graduates all over the country, maybe all over the world, and I think they've managed to reach out to a lot of people.
Haywood says he is happy about this because it is something positive that the community can share in.
It's about our program, it's about our school, and it's about a spirit that we have in this area of Belfry, the Pond Creek as we call it, that makes this something special.
Warren explains anything that brings positive attention to Eastern Kentucky is important because people from the Appalachian area often seem to be forgotten.
I think Eastern Kentucky in general has produced a lot of athletes that could play Division I football, that they don't really get a shot to go play Division I ball or go to bigger schools or to even get a free education period because they come from such a small area.
Philip Haywood is showing no signs of slowing down. He's led the Belfry Pirates to a 9-0 record this season, and they appear primed to make a run at the Class 3A state championship. And, who knows, maybe he'll be for the USA Today's Best High School Football Coaches Award next year. Reporting for Morehead State Public Radio, I'm Shelby Steele.